it does seem a little weird to be saying Happy Easter, because despite the fact that we are commemorating the resurrection of Jesus, in many ways it still feels a lot like Lent. We say that Jesus has conquered death and there is nothing to fear, and yet here we are sheltering in place in our homes because death and sickness is still obviously something that we contend with. So it does feel like Lent, and based on the governor's recent decision to suspend school until the end of the year, it's probably going to feel like Lent for a long time. For anyone listening who might not be Catholic, who does not know much about the season of Lent, or perhaps even better, for people who've been Catholic their entire lives and think they know everything that there is to know about Lent, a good way to think of the season of Lent is pruning back the excesses of life. All right, Lent is a season that we commemorate in the church every year that lasts 40 days before Easter Sunday. And during Lent, we encourage our parishioners to make some sacrifices, all right, to give some of those excesses of life up. If a person spends, for an example, an excessive amount of time watching Netflix or using their computer, they might give up Netflix or their computer for Lent. If a person spends an excessive amount of money on fancy coffee drinks, they might give up coffee altogether, or they might just drink regular drip coffee instead. Okay, so they prune the excesses of life just as a gardener prunes the excessive branches on a rose bush. They prune, okay, they cut off the excesses. But why do they do this? Is it to hurt the plant? No. The reason that a gardener prunes a rose bush is so it will bloom more fully and more gloriously and more beautifully. The gardener sacrifices the excess. He cuts off the excess so that the beauty of that plant, that bush, will become more visible and glorious. That is the image for us to think about today as we conclude the season of Lent and think about Easter Sunday. All right? Just a couple days ago on Good Friday, again, we considered the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is really why we make all those sacrifices during Lent. It's why we give those things up. All right, Jesus gave up his entire life as a sacrifice. He died on the cross. He laid his life down for his people in an act of selfless sacrificial love. And because of that death, because of that sacrifice, something remarkable and amazing bloomed. The glory of God bloomed. The power of God bloomed. Eternal life bloomed. Because of the death of Jesus, because of that sacrifice, something better and more beautiful and more amazing sprouted to life and became visible to the world. Such is the case with the season of Lent, which we just celebrated. Okay, we made sacrifices. Little sacrifices of excess. And all of these little sacrifices, they're like little deaths to self, so that something better in us can bloom and be made visible to the world and give glory to God. We offer those sacrifices so that the beauty of humanity that's sometimes very hidden within us can actually shine forth and become visible. Okay, when I was younger, I got this all wrong. All right? I would give up sweets, or I would give up, soda or something like that, sort of as like a feat of strength. Let's see if I can go 40 days without that. And then as soon as Easter Sunday hit, and I'd given up sweets, it was time to binge. Okay? It was time to binge. It was to eat so many sweets. Okay? And that's kind of the wrong idea. That's kind of the wrong idea. All right? Let's go back now and look at some of the examples that I gave earlier. Okay, imagine that you sacrificed Netflix. Okay, that's what you pruned. But what might bloom in its place? Maybe some time for prayer? Maybe some more time with family or friends? Maybe time to call relatives and friends you haven't spoken to in a while? All right, maybe also by not binge watching, you actually grew in patience. Okay, the way it used to be, for those of you who have forgotten or who never knew what life was like before Netflix, in the past, if a show ended on some type of cliffhanger, some type of exciting moment, you had to wait a whole week or maybe even several months to see what happened. All right? You had to be patient. And even though that, of course, isn't the best way to build patience, it still made us pretty patient at times. So maybe watching a bit less Netflix is going to make your patience bloom a little bit. So I hope you don't binge on Netflix if you've seen that, because the patience that you might be experiencing, that's actually much more beautiful. That's much more glorious. I mentioned excessive indulgence on expensive coffee drinks. Well, if you prune those back and sacrifice those coffee drinks, then what might bloom in its place? Maybe you will have a little more money to be generous, to give to the poor or some other organization that helps the poor. Okay, so maybe that pruning is going to cause your generosity to bloom. All right, maybe that's the beautiful thing inside of you that's going to be revealed to the world. All right, and so, and you probably discovered that generosity actually feels a lot better than having that expensive coffee drink. So I hope you don't go back to just binging on coffee. I hope you recognize now that you don't need the coffee. There's something much more beautiful that can shine forth that glorifies God in a much deeper way. Now, during this time of sheltering in place, there's going to be some excesses that we give up. All right, it might not be something we choose. It might be something that's kind of thrust upon us. But this isn't bad, because even this will give something better an opportunity to bloom. This time period we're in, this extended period of Lent, if we take advantage of it, it's going to allow some beautiful elements in humanity to spring forth. And when the beauty of humanity is made visible, God is glorified in that. All right, one thing that's being pruned back right now is activities. Sports schedules, other things that are done that we are used to spending our time doing, school activities, things like that. They're done at the moment. Okay, so that's what's being pruned. That's what's being sacrificed. That's what's being cut off. But what is going to bloom in its place? Time for prayer, time for family, maybe greater love for God and your family. Yes, this will be a challenging moment for some families, but it can also be a time of grace. One thing that I've already seen start to bloom in these times is generosity. Okay, those activities being sacrificed has freed people up to be generous with their time. All right, people are checking in on their neighbors, some really meeting their neighbors for the first time, really. Okay, we've been calling our parishioners, of course, over the last few weeks to check up on them. It's taking a lot of time. But we're hearing from our elderly parishioners especially that a lot of people are stepping up and checking on them to see how they're doing. And that's really, really, really good. Again, 2 days ago on Good Friday, we looked at Jesus' death. And many people hear about the crucifixion of Jesus and they say, that's not good. How can you call that Good Friday? That's awful. What a terrible thing. Okay, but when I look at the crucifixion, I see something else. I see God's love for humanity revealed in sacrifice. But today, of course, we look at the resurrection. When things were beyond hopeless on Friday, God's glory was revealed. He raised Jesus from the dead. In these times, people see a terrible virus, frightening economic realities. Some are very troubled. But I look at the world right now, and I see people stepping up and being generous. There are so many good stories emerging right now, even from within our own community. I talked about them in my YouTube video the other day. Somehow, God is at work in this moment, renewing the face of the earth. All the generosity that's springing forward, that's going to build trust in our community. Okay, while we might see on the evening news, pictures of empty shelves at the grocery store, okay, not enough food for people. Where does that come from? Well, it comes from fear and mistrust. Okay, I can't trust my neighbors or my community or God to provide for my needs, so I'm going to have to hoard everything so that I'm in control of that. Okay, and there's nothing wrong with stocking up in things like that. It's a responsible thing to do, as we've learned. But, again, that's a sign of mistrust. When all this is over, and all of our generosity and peace and patience is much more visible, there's going to be a lot more trust in our community. And that's going to be a very good thing. We're actually going to come out of this, I believe, being stronger, happier, and much healthier than we were before. But it's not going to happen automatically. Okay? Actually, you know what? Before I go into that part, it's interesting. When Peter and the disciples, you know, when they heard that Jesus was no longer in the tomb, they ran into the tomb and they found it empty. Okay, Jesus was outside the tomb. Okay, actually out somewhere in the world. That's got to be us right now. Okay, again, we might come to the church and it's a little bit like a tomb right now. Okay, it's empty. The doors are closed. And we might show up there wanting to be with Jesus. Well, this is the resurrection. Okay, Jesus is out in the world right now. That's where the Lord wants us to find him at this particular moment in history. Yeah, there will be time for us to go back and pray in the church and return to the sacraments. I can't wait for that to happen. But right now, the Lord wants us to find him out there. That's where he wants us to recognize his presence. What I've been talking about, it's not going to happen automatically. We need to be intentional and thoughtful and prayerful about how we spend our time as we're sheltering in place. If we aren't being intentional about what we want to bloom in the place of some of these excesses that are being taken from us, we're just going to replace it with some other type of excess. It might be Netflix or video games. It might even be something unhealthy, like alcohol abuse. Okay? This is where faith becomes very vital. All right? In the second reading, St. Paul told the people living in a city called Colossae to keep their minds on things that are above and not of what is on earth. Things that are on earth are, again, some of the things that we give up for Lent. It's also things like fear, worry, despair, things of that nature. Those are things of the world. Thinking of things that are above, okay, those virtues that we see in the Lord, peace, patience, generosity, hope, love, kindness. When we keep our minds on those things, we're going to start to pursue those things and make them visible, okay? And when we do that, okay, our neighbors might elevate their game a little bit, okay? Again, your neighbor might not be interested in religion at all right? They might never be baptized, but if they see you being generous and kind and peaceful, they might up their game a little bit, okay? They might increase it. And in a strange way, when that happens, when they do that, they're responding to God's grace. They're responding to God's grace in that moment. So even if they never embrace the gift of faith completely, they're still responding to something. And that, perhaps, can be beneficial for them when it comes to eternal life. Again, I'm very hopeful right now. All right, I'm very hopeful. I think that this extended Lent, I think it's going to be difficult. There will be many challenges, but these excesses of life, they're going to give way to a much happier and healthier community. And so now's the time to free yourself from some of those excesses. And again, those excesses, they weren't making us happy. They weren't. They weren't making us happy. We actually kind of became addicted to some of those excesses. We started to feel entitled to Netflix and expensive coffee drinks and things like that. So they don't even make us happy anymore. All right? What really happens is that we feel entitled to those things, and when we can't have them, we get upset and discouraged and angry. Okay? Just like all of those wonderful things that we used to feel entitled to that we did. Okay? Now that we can't have them, people are feeling horrible. No, we should look back and say, I'm grateful that we got to do those things in the past, and I hope that by God's grace, we will get to do them in the future, and we won't feel so entitled to them. We'll feel grateful that we have those opportunities. So as I've been saying, don't waste this opportunity. Let yourself be free from some of these excesses. Lift your minds up to the things that are not of this world. Lift them up above the things of the world and focus on those things that are above, the things that we see in the Son of God who is raised from the dead. Sorry I preached a little long, but remember, communion's very, very, very short. So it's worth it to preach a little long in these moments. Thank you.